Keep walking and look at the next few buildings in the street, again all with history. We look at Parker Pies. Having won numerous awards for its pies, Parker Pies is a favourite destination for many tourists in the main street. At one stage, the building housed the Rutherglen Star newspaper office. Built by Brian Carraher for his real estate office, it also hosted Mood's Dress Shop, the Shanty Restaurant under Lavina Everett and Patricia Wilkinson from 1987 to 1994, and then Neil and Jenny Templeton took over. Fred Parker took over the entire premises in 2001. Beaumont's. Beside Parker Pies is the former photographic studio owned by Henry Hugan from 1904 until 1916. The building has seen many businesses in its time, including barbers Charlie Gordon and Jack Carey, drapers, jewellers, arts and craft, calico and hessian, and a wine and tourist information business called the Vintage Cellar and Tourist Information, which was later renamed Walkabout Cellars. Later still, it became Beaumont's Restaurant. The original second-story balcony has been removed, however, the original signage, picture framers, has been retained. The Thousand Pound Bar. This is a wine bar and restaurant owned by All Saints Winery. Again, the business follows in the steps of other restaurants that have inhabited the site. However, previous to those businesses, it housed a mattress factory post-World War II and Youngman, W.P. Gilfus, J.W. Gilfus and Brian Carraher, all auctioneers and estate agents. Tim McNamara was there with the country store, then the Rutherglen Emporium and later the restaurants, Forks and Corks and an Indian restaurant. Now it's once again a restaurant, wine bar, and a favourite weekend destination in Main Street. Amberesque. Built in 1899 for the Bank of Australasia, this building is now a luxurious bed and breakfast. It's called Amberesque. The merging of the Bank of Australasia and the Union Bank of Australia and New Zealand resulted in the ANZ Bank that operated until 1996.